cliffcentral.com.
All right, it's Ariana Grande in Love Me Harder.
Oh, yeah.
Ariana Grande, she's so little. If anyone loved her harder, she'd break.
Now, a little earlier, we were talking about who? Something Curry? And the Ding-a-ling song?
Oh, Chuck Berry.
Yeah, Chuck Berry.
You clearly don't. You do not care about rock and roll history.
I knew it was a cute sounding food.
Okay. All right. What do you want to say?
I was thinking of Stephen Curry. Never mind, the basketball player. I'm like, yeah.
Steph Curry.
Yeah, he sang about like the Ding-a-ling. Listen to this one. This Ariana singing about Love Me Harder. This is the new Ding-a-ling.
Right. But at least this isn't offensive.
Yeah, but she says, you know, she also sings, you got me... What? Walking side to side or something?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I mean, if he's that good, then he's got her working side to side. So, yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, just leave the girl alone.
You promised me you'd tell me about Caitlyn Jenner, and I love, love, love a Caitlyn Jenner song because this freak is the most interesting human being of the era that we live in.
Bring it on.
Okay, so Caitlyn Jenner... she claims that sex is beyond the bottom of her list of important things to do in her life at the moment. She also believes that she will never, ever, ever, ever have sex with a woman again now that she has undergone gender reassignment surgery.
But you made that hot Kendall and Kylie. Come on.
The 67-year-old... television personality.
Is that what they call him?
Well, yeah. That's what they call all of them. That whole clan. Reality TV stars. That's what they are. Yeah. So she's admitted she thinks about having a future female companion, but has no plans to be involved intimately with her.
Hi, everybody. You thought I'd disappeared. I'm here. And I've got a vagina.
So, a future female companion? Yes, I do think about that. A future female sex companion?
Yeah.
Not happening. At least not for now. And perhaps not ever, were the words that she used. Because it's difficult to keep up with these people.
Why get a vagina?
I don't know. She wanted one. I didn't realize that Caitlyn was married 3 times previously. So we know about Kris Jenner.
Yes.
Then there was a Kristy Jenner. No relation, obviously. This was the first wife. And then there was also Linda Thompson. I have no idea who that is.
Linda Thompson is the mother of Brody Jenner and I think Casey.
So there have been 3 wives, and I think at this point in time, Caitlyn is just done with women.
I remember that Kris Jenner, she was crying in some interview, or she was on the TV show talking about the whole thing, and she was just devastated. Because this guy was her husband, and it must feel like a bit weird for her.
She was
in love with this man, he was a loving, caring partner, they had kids together.
They'd been together for 20 odd years. That's a long time.
So you're telling me he didn't just fuck up with her. He also did it with 2 other women.
He's been married 3 times.
What a son of a bitch.
She told Kris at the beginning of their relationship.
That he wanted desperately to have a vagina.
Back then, he was dabbling in having hormones and, like, Kris didn't make a thing of it, thinking, like, okay, well, what does that mean? Didn't flat out say that I have these.
I bet you she wished she'd asked more questions.
But, you know, what I find interesting now is, remember when Caitlyn first transitioned and there were all these reports that she would become, like, the highest earning Kardashian clan member? And we thought, like, yeah, whatever. But now it seems like it's actually true. Like, she has so many endorsement deals. The book is now coming out, so that's already...
And this is now her second book, right? This is the second book that we're on. And it is a tell-all as well.
It hasn't really gone well, though. I mean, nobody's...
We're over it.
Yeah.
We're over
it. The TV show is a complete failure.
Yeah.
Nobody cared. It just seems to me like the whole thing has just backfired horribly. If it was purely to become successful, make some money, and compete with her, the rest of her family in terms of TV ratings, then she's failed. If she did this because genuinely she's got some kind of mental imbalance and she feels like, you know, she's always wanted to be a woman, but even though she was an Olympic decathlete, it was time for eventually in her 60s to get a new life on. I just find the whole thing so bizarre. And the fact that nobody's calling it bizarre is even more bizarre. Everybody's like, yeah, this is cool.
Well, that she was asked why she even considered the surgery, right? Because she was speaking in an interview where she said the surgery was a success. So why even consider it? This is now Caitlin speaking. Because it's just a penis. It has no special gifts or use for me other than what I have said before, the ability to take a whiz in the woods. I just want to have all the right parts. I'm also tired of tucking the damn thing in all the time.
Yeah, also just in those evening dresses as well.
Yeah, sometimes your cock hangs out and then it really spoils the line.
Yeah, especially if it's one of those tight body dresses, you know.
Well, this has got to be one of the funniest things I've seen is Caitlyn Jenner complaining about Donald Trump because of the transgender bathrooms thing.
But I thought she was a Trump supporter.
You see, again, this woman can't make up her mind.
No, I could be wrong.
She's a Republican, but she doesn't like Trump. And well, she did like Trump at the time until he made the transgender bathroom laws in a certain state change. This person is completely involved in themselves.
Yes.
Totally involved in themselves. So if you do something that's transgender and they like it, she likes it, then she's going to be your friend. If you do something that's anti-transgender, then you're the worst person that ever lived. Totally in her own life. Listen to this. This is Sir Caitlin. Take it away, baby. Come on. Talk for me. Why is she not talking? She says, this is a disaster. Now, why won't it play?
Oh,
this is so disappointing. Here we go. No. Damn it, I'm going to try again. You've got to hear this. This is a disaster. She's busy talking about how Donald Trump has really let her down. And she's standing there in a pink, like a salmon-colored dress with like a neck scarf.
Mm-hmm.
She looks really awful. Just awful. Just awful, awful, awful. Like a man dressed up as a woman, really. Here it is. Let's take a listen to what Caitlin said. It says, from one Republican to another, this is a disaster. You made a promise to protect the LGBTQ community. Call me.
I have a message for the trans kids of America. You're winning. I know it doesn't feel like it today or every day. Finally, I have a message for President Trump.
We will win.
From one Republican to another. This is a disaster.
Oh.
And you can still fix it.
Disaster. Now, you know, if you're going to change everything, change the voice. There's not even effort being made there.
That is the, oh, yeah.
You're not even making an effort. You sound more masculine than me. That's not hard, but...
At least if it was a husky voice. Because, you know, sometimes women have husky voices.
Tony Braxton-esque situation.
All the sex appeals.
Right.
But, no, Caitlin's voice is just more whiny than anything.
Your everyday butt, you're winning. Very soon, we will win full freedom nationwide, and it's going to be with bipartisan support. You can help by checking out the National Center for Transgender Equality and letting Washington hear you loud and clear.
That's so ridiculous. All right, what else have we got in the news?
But I think her time is over.
Her time's done, man. And listen, what a horrible, horrible existence to finally discover that you've always wanted to be a woman, but you're in your 60s already. It means you've the golden years, the best time of your life is over.
The 40s are where it's at.
I think that's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
I applaud
people celebrating
her on that,
Caitlin.
You know?
Oh, like, come on.
Like, she might live for, who knows, 15, 20 more years. At least, yeah, cool, make the most of your life, whatever. That's amazing, it's her life. But it's like, done. Okay, cool. Go and live in Malibu and ride horses and whatever, but stay away from us now.
Okay. Concerns are apparently brewing in Cape Town, and it all has to do with the Russian underworld.
Ooh. Oh, yeah?
The Russian embassy in South Africa has denied that 25 men have been brought into Cape Town to bolster a faction of the underworld.
Oh, yeah?
Intent on taking over club security. So earlier this month, News 24 reported that several sources had said that a change in visa regulations between Russia and South Africa, because, you know, Putin, Zuma, BFFs, may have spurred a massive underworld coup. And that Eastern European men have been brought into the country as part of this coup.
Jesus.
So the nightclub security takeover was carried out in the early hours of the 31st of March, which was the day after visa-free travel was introduced between Russia and South Africa. Mm-hmm. It is understood that it is under investigation by the authorities. Well-placed sources said Russian men had been brought into the country. Oh. Yes. I mean, we've been bringing their women in to strip. Bring them in. Bring them all.
Yeah, but Russian men, there's no upside for us. I don't see any upside on the Russian men side. Russian women, sure, yeah. You know, some of them need some employment and they're good-looking women. Russian men are not known for their good looks. They're known for bad tempers and humorlessness.
Well, which is probably why they're bringing them in for the underworld.
Yeah, nightclub security.
Business dealings.
Oh, you'd not go in this room.
But fuck you, I live in this country. I'm South African. No, you're not going. You're a fucking Russian. What are you doing here?
I dare you to say that to a Russian man.
No, you can't, because again, it's like no sense of, they'll just shoot you. They'll just shoot you there in the street.
That's what I'm scared of.
I mean, for the Russian embassy to go to the extent to come forward and deny all of this, you know,
that means it's obviously happening.
Well, this is the thing, where there's smoke, there's fire, or whatever
the saying
is. What
is happening in this country? Really? What, we've been completely subverted by gangsters.
Like, and these people like seem like they don't even crack a smile. Now, there you are stumbling out of the club.
I started feeling like we were winning when Kretcher went to jail. You know, and that's still, that whole thing's still not resolved, but he's in jail. I thought, well, that's a good move. Now you hear about these Russians, it doesn't make me comfortable. Jeez.
Is this going to be a new kind of xenophobia?
What, Russians?
Well, you know, like us hating the Russians.
I've never really liked the Russians. So
well, I'm just asking, is this going to be a different kind of xenophobia now?
Yeah, but guys, you can see how this is going to work, right? You'll see like 70 burly Russian brawlers with tattoos all over their hands, and then government will go, oh, no, these guys are part of the nuclear deal. They're engineers. Yep.
There are new white shirts. There are new white shirts in parliament to take care of the EFF.
Yeah, they're engineers. But, you know, we're not paying them much because, you know, we're not paying a lot for the nuclear deal, so they've got to work at night as well.
Now, Julius will be standing up there in parliament going, pay back the money, and suddenly Vladimir will come up and move him.
Sure, yeah.
With one hand.
Probably dislocate his shoulder in the process.
Yeah. Not good. This is not good. All right. So just be careful. If you're going out to the nightclubs, kids, just watch yourself. Because the Russians will not, they don't even speak English. Try and explain what's going on. They'll just beat you to a pulp.
I don't see the upside, really, of going to nightclubs anymore.
No.
Well, you're old, Ben.
Yeah, but I mean,
the youngsters, you know, they're all over the club scene.
Okay, cool. Let's all just wear, what is the purpose of going to a nightclub? Sia, you start. You're the youngest.
Oh, to just get your Beyonce recklessness.
Okay, Sia, probably not the right target
looseness
market here.
On. Oh, yeah. No. But that's why people do it. They just go for fun.
To get loose.
Yeah, it's just get loose.
They
tequila
go
after tequila to scream wildly and have fun.
They go to get drunk. The girls go there hoping to be noticed by some other attractive fellow. The guys go there hoping to take a hot, half-naked chick back home for the night.
Well, so Sia just goes there to take great pictures.
Okay, Sia goes to take pictures.
So it's for single people, is it like...
Basically. Well, not necessarily. I mean, there are a lot of married men in clubs looking for the exact same things, Ben. Oh. But not from their wives, from other women.
Damn these cheating people. Is it still in fashion?
Yes.
Girls with their friends.
So cliche.
Absolutely. Go together.
Okay, people. How do we feel about cleavage?
We like it.
We like cleavage, right?
Well, it depends. No, it really depends because...
Here we go.
You know, some women just, I don't know what they're doing here, and some women just seem to get it right. You see them, some go, and it's got nothing to do with the size of the breasts, by the way.
No, it probably has to do with what you find attractive personally.
Well, a cleavage means you've got that line, and the full breasts on both sides, and it's just all very intriguing, and it draws your attention in. You know what I mean? Some women, it just looks like they haven't put any thought into it, and there's a cleavage, but it's just wrong. It doesn't look good. It looks out of shape. It looks a little weird. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, so
maybe it's the bra, maybe it's the dress, maybe it's the woman herself.
So it's
Lucas has got some.
Oh, brother Lou!
So this disappointment. There's a disappointment though on a cleavage.
Cleavage, what's,
you know,
why is it? What do you
when
mean?
It's a push-up bra.
Oh yeah, but I mean that's
when you get home, you're like,
but that's
false advertisement, right. You know.
Yeah. But that is always the case. Cleavage doesn't happen naturally. It always needs assistance. Always, whether it's padding, whether it's a special bra, whether it's
a proper one, you know.
Yeah, but when the bra comes off, Lucas, the breasts don't remain the same as they looked before when the bra was still on. I mean, that is one of the purposes of a bra, is to lift and make things look better.
It's a trick.
Yeah.
So we're starting to get more flashbacks from Lucas's career as a photographer.
Yeah.
Talking about the time you saw a proper one.
No.
Okay. Well, are you ready for bum cleavage? Yep.
Excuse me now?
That's where we're going.
How does that work?
Does the word still apply, cleavage?
Harper's Bazaar reported that a Paris-based brand called Vetements, I'm probably butchering that, but I don't care, apparently took to social media to advertise their new range of jean pants,
okay,
that have a zip on the backside, the bum.
Okay.
Now, you can imagine a zip, you can pull it down and it opens up and there is your bum cleavage. So essentially, it's a pair of jeans that allows a woman to walk around with her bum sticking out, open for everyone to see, and that's called...
The whole ass is exposed.
That's called bum cleavage.
Essentially, you're showing crack, though.
Well, it's not cracks, yeah, because crack, remember, you can just see the top part of the crack line, but with these jeans, you can zip the jeans all the way down, and basically your bum cheeks are exposed, and that's what bum cleavage is.
What if what if she's Portuguese or Greek and she has a lot of ass hair?
Oh no!
Will that stick out as well?
Then it's just a call of confidence, really. If she wears them or not.
So the question that people, fashionistas, are asking is whether or not this is the next trend that's going to pick up, or whether it's just a gimmick for publicity. We bloody well hope it's just a gimmick, guys. Can you imagine women walking around with their bum cheeks sticking out? I mean, why?
No.
Why then did you bother wearing the jeans?
So the jeans have got a big hole in them, basically.
The jeans have a hole in them through the zip that's been incorporated into the backside of the jeans.
I say let's keep an open mind on this one and let's see.
How exactly do we keep an open
mind? We keep an open mind. We see how many women try it out.
But...
And we decide whether we like the look of it.
Would this be attractive to you?
I don't think so, but
like,
let's see.
No, and an ass isn't sexy. Like, well, as in now in public. And then
somebody says on WhatsApp this morning, I like Batabile Dlamini's cleavage.
She's got
cleavage.
She doesn't show cleavage, but she's got huge knockers.
Yeah, they are huge breasts.
See, and what does that mean?
She's got big tits.
You show cleavage when you're walking, but then as you're about to sit down, you need to zip it up, or do you just sit on a
that's
chair?
A good question.
Because you get swass.
Oh, yeah. But the thing is, if you got bum cleavage, you wouldn't want to deny it by sitting down. You'd stand up.
So you're standing up deliberately for most of the time.
You're like eat at the bar kind of thing.
Oh, okay. And you'll just do a little lean over so that you know.
And then you need to pick something up, at least like, you know, with cleavage, when a woman leans over, it's like now if you need to pick up your keys and we can see.
Yeah. What if your whole asshole opens up? Imagine that. Like some woman bends over, she drops her phone or something and she bends over and then you actually see the whole, and maybe she's got like hairs in there. ass hands.
Oh, please, you know? Please just stop whatever you're doing.
Oh,
French
God,
company, whatever your
trend.
Name is.
Oh,
just stop whatever you're doing.
Because, I mean, then you'll have to go for those anal bleachings as well. You know, a lot of women want to do that.
Oh, no thanks.
I'm actually interested
that's where
to
you,
see
the isn't that you get the, that's where you get the asshole made lighter.
Well, you get everything made
yes.
lighter. They run the brush down the crack of your ass. And then they work
the
it down. Yeah, they work it down your bum. And then when it gets to the anus, they like go into the anus as well to bleach.
Clean it up
clockwise, there. Anti-clockwise?
I don't know. I mean, from the videos that I've seen, the techniques vary.
Depends on the hemisphere. Yeah.
Yes, people.
Oh, no.
This is what we have come to.
I'm very excited because in the next sort of 10 minutes or so, we're going to be speaking to True Blue Tattoos. You know, I'm fascinated by the tattoos people get and the kinds of things that they want to have tattooed on them. And I've seen some very, very sexy tattoos and I've seen some really scary ones. And we're going to speak to Louis, who's the owner of True Blue Tattoos, in a little while and find out all about what's going on in that world. And it's such a thing these days that you almost see more people with tattoos than people without, you know. And some of these are just amazing works of art.
Well, can you think of this bum cleavage, actually? It could then reinvigorate the tramp stamp. Because then if you're going to show that area,
then you may as well have a tattoo
area.
There.
So now you're going to have tramp stamps going lower down, like really on your crack line.
Huh. How exciting.
Or on your butt cheek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On either cheek.
On either cheek.
This could revolutionize the tattoo industry.
All right. Well, listen, let's not be, because I mean, tattoos are actually not just for people like Ben. They're really for, I know a lot of classy people who got tattoos. I know a lot of people, the tattoos look
have
really
you
good.
Have you used that sentence before in your life?
Yeah, I have.
I know a lot of classy people with tattoos.
Hey. Some of us are classy. Thank you very much. Goodness.
Sia has a tattoo.
Yeah. If it's discreet and it's artistic and it's beautiful. It can be very sexy and exciting.
That's the only time I've ever been described as discreet.
I wasn't referring to you.
Oh, damn it.
You're the opposite of discreet. But yeah, we'll find out more about the actual place, the True Blue Tattoo Studio, and we'll talk about some of the things that they've done and some of the tattoos that they've worked on and some of the things that people ask to have done. I think it's fascinating. This is something I'm very interested in. All right, so that's all coming up and more. Is there anything you want to throw in before we move on?
Yeah, the guy who killed that dude on Facebook, he is now dead.
The guy who killed the dude on Facebook?
The Cleveland killer, that dude who killed the old man on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's dead. About 3 or 4 hours ago, it's been confirmed that he was caught in a McDonald's drive-thru.
Yep.
He was buying nuggets. And someone from McDonald's then called the cops and said, I think that's the guy. And they were like, cool, we're on the way. And then they try to stall him. And then he realized something was amiss. So he was like, just give me the nuggets. And he was like, then the other chick was like, well, you'll wait for your fries, sir. And he's like, give me the nuggets. And he grabbed the nuggets and drove off. And the police followed him. And eventually this dude shot himself. Cool. So the Cleveland killer committed suicide.
What was the urgency with the nuggets?
Yeah.
Well,
why didn't he just leave the nuggets?
Guy wants his nuggets, huh?
Might have lived if you weren't such a greedy fat pig.
But that is one of the most horrible crimes we've seen, and the fact that it was like on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
So he filmed himself killing someone.
Yeah. Did you not cover the story? This is.
I don't remember the story.
I don't remember it either. That's why I asked.
Oh really? Oh, sorry. I just thought that you guys talked about it yesterday. Yeah. So this guy went. He claimed to have killed 13 people, and now he was working number 14, and he was on Facebook Live. And literally, this old guy was walking along the street, and he walked up to him while filming it and killed the dude, shot the dude. And, his name was Steven Stevens.
Steven Stevens?
Steven Stevens, age 34.
Steven Stevens.
After killing Robert Godwin Sr., 74-year-old man who was just walking home from Easter lunch with his family. He's not dead. He turned the gun on himself. Like many people,
couldn't he have done that first? You know,
yeah.
If you have a murderous intent, please do yourself a favor. Do us a favor. Just sort everything out because we're going to catch you and put you in jail anyway. Just kill yourself first. Don't involve anyone else. I wish these killers could just figure out that that's the timeline to follow. Kill yourself first. And then, if you're really good at that, we'll let you kill other people.
Yeah, I just... I mean, I don't even care that he's dead.
No.
Well, the daughter of the deceased man, Robert Godwin Sr., she said, I wish he had died in a hail of bullets, not just one. Because, I mean, like, it's just... Words can't actually describe this. The dude literally got on, he was on social media murdering someone for kicks.
Bum cleavage, that would be another dimension to Plumber's Crack that just came in now.
Of course, it's old news, but Plumber's Crack.
Antonio says, Mabali, Duchess Mabali, are there any openings in your dungeon pleasure quarters? My qualifications are in carpentry, minor metalwork, computer engineering, and leather crafting. I can also cook. I have a high tolerance for pain and a white belt in karate.
Yeah, but no mentions of dimensions of the D. I mean, come on. It's a horrible CV.
Yeah, you know what she's interested in.
She's not looking for a bedside table.
Yeah. No, those are excellent skills to have. His skills in carpentry, he could help build this new contraption that I've got planned in my mind. Yeah. And then he cooks. Oh, so,
contraption?
You know, once we're done with the session.
Do you want to tell us about your contraption that you're working on?
You need to reinvigorate your energy. So if he cooks, then I, you know, then I get to eat.
I love how she's skimming past you, answering your question, Gareth.
But Sia, here's a question for you. Sia, will we have Tapping the Talent back soon?
No, Sia's found other ways to tap the talent.
Anyway, let's turn our attentions back to Mabali.
We should really bring that show back, even if it's just like replays. How you used to bring these men in and just seduce them on it.
I was a professional interviewer.
Slash okay.
So someone says here, I'm listening live for the first time in years. Wow, the music is horrible. Good show, though.
Oh.
That's nice. Do you think there would be as much of an uproar if Rachel Dolezal was a black person claiming to be trans white? Obviously, the white supremacists, etc., would take issue with it, but I wouldn't be so sure that the campus's social media would even bat an eyelid. Mandrew from Hillcrest.
No, I don't know.
I don't think so.
Mandrew.
Mandrew.
Sorry, I'm still, I think Mandrew's a funny name. People don't like it when you appropriate their culture, but they really don't like it when you appropriate their victimhood. Rachel Dolezal being used to spawn the next group of social justice warriors just to keep us fighting each other. That's from Avi.
See, this whole cultural appropriation thing, that's the part I that's a whole nother topic, I guess.
If you can be transgender, why can't you be trans race? Why can't you be an attack helicopter? No, really. If I can walk around telling people that I'm actually a black woman.
Why is it funny when he says it?
Because I'm picturing him as a black woman.
I want to do it. I'm going to do it.
He's halfway there sometimes.
Oh, John, please don't do it. You know you will be taken down. You know what they will do to you.
But this is the point. How could you?
Yeah, let's add a disclaimer.
How could you accept Caitlyn Jenner or Rachel Dolezal, but you'd have a problem with me? If I walked around telling you I was a black woman and you have to accept that because you'd be politically incorrect or it would be socially unacceptable or you'd be considered rude if you didn't, then I can just as easily say, well, I'm an attack helicopter. And you have to accept. You just have to say, well, attack helicopter Gareth.
No, we're just going to call you crazy.
Mayday.
We're going to lock
That's
you
the
up.
Point. So I'm saying all these transgender, trans-race things, there's a degree of mental illness right across the board. And you know I'm trying to be sensitive because we have interviewed people like this. But it usually, none of these people had a perfect, happy childhood. None of them are balanced, sensible individuals in every respect. None of us are, right? All of us have a degree of mental illness. So it just manifests in these people in this way. And you could call me horrible things for saying that, but I do believe that there are probably a lot of these people who don't really have a gender issue. They've got a mental health issue. It's just the way it manifests.
But people also need to make up their minds. You can't in the same breath preach that race is what divides us. We're all one. And then in the same breath say, yeah, but you are not a black woman, though, Rachel Dolezal. You are definitely a white woman.
Yeah.
So then race definitely then matters to you.
Either it matters to you or it doesn't.
Well, this is the thing. No.
Correct. Thank you. All right, let's leave this alone. Otherwise, we'll be talking about it all morning. All right, when we come back, we're going to find out all about tattoos. And we will we'll speak to the guys from True Blue Tattoos, see what they're up to. And I think it'll be pretty fascinating. I'm always interested in what goes on there. So that's coming up next. Here's a little Zayn and Taylor Swift, especially for whoever asked for better music. Watch. Really?
Yeah, yeah. I like the song.
Okay, Sia likes it, thank God. Otherwise, I'd be in even more trouble. Okay, cliffcentral.com on a Wednesday morning. It's Taylor Swift in this as well, right? That's her. Okay. And this is the guy who used to be in One Direction, but he left first.
He left first.
Zayn, he was the first one to jump off the Titanic. Right?
Well, the other one now has also launched a solo career, Harry Styles.
Oh, really? And
then the other one, you know, do you know how One Direction even got together?
So no, Simon Cowell put them together.
Yes, they entered the X Factor way back in the Dizzy. Now, that was when, what's his name? One of them was like 12 years old, and he entered X Factor. And one of the judges on the panel was Cheryl Cole.
Oh, yeah?
Cheryl Cole, back then, who was like 25, so they have like a 12-year difference. Well, now they have a child together. Isn't that kind of incestuous?
Hang on, Cheryl Cole married the one dude?
Yeah, well, they aren't married now, but
they've
they
got a kid together?
Yes.
What, one of the One Direction kids?
Yes!
Are you serious?
I'm telling you, that's
Cheryl
incestuous.
Cheryl Cole's like, she's kind
of... Liam Payne, that's his name. So Liam Payne entered the X Factor, and he was 12 years old.
And that's where they met?
Evidently.
Oh!
And you know, it's fine now because
he's banging Cheryl Cole.
Yes, they have a kid together already. It's fine now that like Liam is, you know, in his 20s, Cheryl in her 30s. You know, that age
gap isn't
really
a problem.
So she saw
him at 12 years old on that's that. You know what? I'll tell you what, if you turn this the other way around and it was a man as the judge and a woman, this is where sexism really doesn't work both ways. You know,
it's
disgusting.
If a man, can you imagine, my buddy, if you went as a 12-year-old girl on a talent show and there was some creepy old man,
25-year-old man,
and he went, she looks good for 12. I'll just wait, bide my time.
And I think it's the fact that he was 12, you know, not even like 16, where you sort of see a young man. 12, you're still a kid.
I got to say, though, Cheryl Cole does not look bad.
How old is this child, Sia?
A couple of months old now.
Oh, okay. So they just had the child.
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, yeah.
Well, Cheryl also, by the way, she's not going by Cole anymore. She's going by some confusing surname. Her maid, like, yeah, she's not. Yeah. Fernandez Versini.
Listen to this. Carla says, hey, Carla. Morning, guys. Have you seen that Charlize Theron's adopted son of 5 is now identifying as a girl? Wearing a dress and long hair to school.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there was this like picture a while ago of Charlize's son wearing like the Frozen outfit, you know, the Frozen animated movie.
The princess outfit.
Yes, yeah. And the wig as well. You're like, well, okay.
Oh, but I mean, kids dress up when they're young. Isn't that just what that is?
Hey, but hey, Shiloh Jolie Pitt, Angelina and Brad's daughter, is now asking to be referred to as a boy as well, so...
Someone says here, you know you're tuned into Cliff Central when you get in the car with your 10-year-old son and 5-year-old daughter and the topic is anal bleaching. That's from Gershon.
Oh, gosh.
Well, your kids will grow up very wise. Yes. What the hell's wrong with Rachel Dolezal, says Vincent. It is cool to be black. Just wondering if she has assets and the natural black rhythm that blacks have. She's just looking for attention, Vincent.
Yeah, you know, Rachel... If you are at a wedding and a particular song comes on and you start two-stepping and just snapping your fingers... And
we're going to kick your ass
out. Yeah, that's when we are...
We're going to kick your ass out.
Your whiteness shows. And then someone who's nameless here says... where's the stupid message? Shit music. Time to go to 5FM. At least I might get better fucking music. Well, this is not a music channel, you douchebag. So go and fuck yourself. How about that?
Okay.
No, why? Do you think I'd get up every morning and do the show for you?
Okay.
I mean, you know.
suck on a bag of dicks.
Do you
want to
get
that?
Our guests?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's
fucking people. I play two songs in 3 hours and it's an issue for this person. I mean, do you even have a brain?
Oh, no.
Two songs in 3 hours and that's what you're focused on. I think you might have the wrong channel. In fact, let's give them a moment to find something else to listen to. Hang on. Everybody stop what you're doing. Give them a second to tune out. Hang on. There we go. Thank you. Now we've got the good people left.
Maybe this person just really prefers 90% local music.
Go for it.
Which knock is also crumbling, though.
Sure. Now they've changed their mind on that. Did you hear?
Ooh. Oh, did they?
Yeah, yes. They've come back.
Oh, okay.
Because it was costing them too much money. Ding, ding. Didn't we say that before? I can go and find the recording.
I don't remember what we said, but that is okay. So they're back to playing international music.
Yeah,
now.
I think they said they'd still do like 60% local. Okay. I wonder if this will also translate to their TV programming, but we'll see.
They're going to have to do it across TV and radio from what I read.
Mm. Well, because they bumped up local programming on TV as well, and they took off like Days of Our Lives and people were complaining about that.
They're going to bring it all back, but but the audience is not going to come back because they won't know that it's changed. See, that's the problem. You only get one chance to lose them. All right, let's get into some tattoos, shall we? Bring these gentlemen in, Lucas. Let me meet these guys. See who we got here. How's it, guys? Grab a seat. Hey, man. Nice to meet you. So you are Louis.
That's me.
Hey, Louis. How are you, man?
Good, and you?
Good. Let's get this going. This is very exciting. Hey, are you Marcel?
Yes.
Hey, Marcel. Good. Nice to meet you guys.
Yeah.
So tell me about True Blue Tattoos. This is when did you guys open? How long you been in business?
You know, we opened the shop about 4 years ago.
Wow. So you got a lot of cred already.
Yeah,
4 years
I'd like
is a long
to think
time.
So.
It's a long time to run your own business, hell.
Yeah, I haven't broken it yet, so I'm doing something right.
All right, so you're in the east of Pretoria.
That's right.
And, you know, a lot of people, like Ben said earlier, that he doesn't really understand the whole tattoo culture, but it's become almost mainstream, I would say. A lot of people, I've seen these girls at the gym, for example, who look, they look like real little, you know, mommy's girls. They're good girls. They're kind of, they never set a foot wrong, but they got these sexy as hell tattoos in very, very strange places. I think it's become very mainstream. I don't think tattoos are a thing anymore in terms of being a culture on its own. Do you agree?
Look, I think what's happened, you know, lately with this whole fitness trend and, you know, looking pretty trend, along with that has come the tattoo. So people, you know, tend to get it a lot for, not as much for the artistic part of tattoos. You know what I mean?
Well, I think some people do, but a lot of people are just doing it because it
They're just doing it because that's the trend at the moment.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Every now and then we do get the gem who, you know, really appreciates the art and the culture of tattooing. And, you know, that's when our good work starts.
One of my friends showed me a picture the other day of somebody who had a tattoo, just the most magnificent tattoo. It looked three-dimensional almost, of a face. And it was someone famous. I can't remember whose face it was. Mm-hmm. It was magnificent. It was really, really magnificent. Like if that was drawn in pencil on a canvas, it would sell for millions. It was so beautifully done. And to do that on skin and to do that with that needle is just extraordinary. I mean, that's a talent like
absolutely.
Very few people have, right?
Absolutely. Look, to do what these guys can do is absolutely, you know, one of the best art form that I've ever seen. I don't know what it is about the actual tattoo. I've asked this question many a time. Is it, you know, is it the picture alone with that picture be as cool if it was on a piece of paper?
No, probably not, because it's on a living person and it's there forever.
That's what makes it.
What I love, I'll tell you what I love about tattoos is it gives me a good excuse to look at people. I mean, like you can't look at someone. You they would think you're creepy if you're staring at them. But if you look at them and they've got a really, really interesting tattoo, it gives you something to talk about first of all, and it gives you the excuse to be able to look.
Absolutely. We get a lot of touching too, you know, where someone would like grab your ass, your arm, wow. You know, while you're standing in the queue in the bank, and they like lift your arm up above your head, looking at all your tattoos. No, so it's crossing the line
right?
A little bit.
Because you're not an object to be observed.
Yeah. Or we can be observed, I guess. I mean, you're not going to get a bunch of tattoos and cover your body full of tattoos and then be offended when people look at you. I mean,
right.
Come on, that's stupid.
All right, Louis, I want to talk to you in a moment about True Blue, but let me just ask Marcel, because you look like you've got a lot of tattoos. You got the neck ones. And, yeah. And you know, a lot of guys I've noticed that are in corporate jobs, they want to be able to do the corporate job and look like they're just, you're a run-of-the-mill dude. But then under the long sleeves, for example, they've got some serious tattoos going on. When you do a neck tattoo like that, that's...
That's a big commitment.
You can't hide that. That's going to be there forever, and everyone's going to see it. And people do make judgment calls on these things.
Oh, yes, for sure. Especially on the face, the neck. But, I mean, some of our biggest clients are these guys with the corporate, in the corporate industries, you know. You'll never think they have tattoos, but once that shirt comes off, it's covered. Where we come back again to how acceptable and how big of a trend it has become. So.
What do you make of these people who say that it's an addictive thing? Like you get addicted to getting tattoos.
I wouldn't.
Do you believe it?
Yeah, look, there's nothing. You can get addicted to anything, man. You can get addicted to walking or skydiving or whatever it is. I guess it's the feeling. I wouldn't say the feeling. I mean, let's not kid each other. It hurts. Like, oh, it's never fun to get. And I don't believe anybody who says it's fun to get. It's nice to have them, but it's not fun to get. So I think just the idea of what it looks like on you, I think you can get addicted to that.
Tell me, when you get a tattoo done, are there certain parts of the body that are much more painful to get a tattoo on than others?
Oh, yes. Yeah, definitely. You know, place obviously like, the neck. Anywhere where there's a lot of nerves very close to the surface area of the skin. So, you know, on the chest and sternum, you know, but now behind the knees.
Hands?
Hands pretty much. You've got a lot of nerves in your hands, obviously. Yeah. Just to get back at what you talked about with the tattoos on the neck and the face and things like that, we've seen a lot of that coming up lately. A lot of kids getting their very first tattoos on their hands and on their necks, things like that. You know, we're from an older generation of tattoo artists where doing something like that is kind of like a rite of passage. You know, you've got to be working in this industry, you've got to earn it. But I've seen a lot of the hipster kids coming in and getting the very first tattoo ever, getting this big thing in their neck or something like that. It's quite strange.
You're saying that it used to be that you would have to graduate to having those kinds of tattoos.
Yeah, at least two full sleeves.
Where do most people go for their first tattoo?
If it's a girl, it would be, you know, the underboob tattoo. It's the new
underboob, huh?
Yeah, you know the
so if they're wearing a bikini,
slutty Bible verse, you know,
a slutty Bible verse.
Yeah, you know, they do this, man. They want an excuse to get a tattoo, so they'll get the Bible verse, but they'll get it so that it looks hot in the bikini.
So they can go home to their mom and dad and say, "Yeah, no, I got a Bible verse."
Exactly.
Dit maak het dan aanvaar.
Yeah, it'd like more op Instagram, Tony. But yeah, the slutty Bible verse.
So I'm fascinated by the whole graduation, you say, to eventually getting neck and hand tattoos. Because really what you want to do, I suppose, and you must correct me where I'm wrong here, is you want to first start doing other parts of the body, and then eventually when there isn't space, you get to the hands and the neck.
Yeah.
Is that the plan?
That's the plan.
That's how most guys
pretty
go.
Much. And you know, like Marcel mentioned just now, the stigma is a lot less than it used to be. But there is still that stigma. And, I mean, some guy's not going to be a dick because he doesn't want to give you a job because you got a tattoo in your neck. You got a tattoo in the neck, dude.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, no, true. Of course. But these days, I don't think that that's as big a deal. You know, obviously, back in like the 70s and 80s, I suppose, the only people who had tattoos were prisoners and the tattoo artists themselves. So then it was a reason not to hire someone.
Yeah.
But that's gone away. There are plenty of corporate executives, people who are
Absolutely.
Making important decisions in society.
For sure.
These people are getting tattoos because that's what they want. It's part of how they want to be seen. It's
Absolutely.
Part of their image.
No, definitely. I think, though, I might be contradicting myself working in this industry for such a long time, but I would prefer it if my brain surgeon didn't have a big spider tattooed on his neck.
probably the brain search. But, yeah. I wouldn't have a problem if it was...
your lawyer or something.
Or my auditor. Yeah, if you want to do that, that's fine. As long Absolutely. As you do your job properly. I certainly don't judge people. I know some very, very smart people who do have tattoos. I know some very, very smart people who don't. So it really doesn't make a difference. Yeah. The content of your character, your mind, isn't about how you want to be. And if you think about it, I'd be far more worried about a hipster than I would be about someone with a tattoo. Someone who has a beard and a man bun and carries a typewriter around is not going to operate on my brain.
I'd rather
have the guy with the tattoo, frankly. So what does it cost to get these things done, though? I mean, is it very expensive? I've never had a tattoo.
Well, I guess initially it is expensive. If you think about it as something that you obtain and that lasts you throughout your entire life, I guess it's not that expensive. You know, it's something that will last forever and ever. You know, it's not like a pair of shoes that's going to last you a month that you paid $2,000 for. So in that sense of the words, it's not that expensive. Initially, though, you know, prices, you know, range from the, you know, 800s as a starting price. And, you know, and then tattoo studios like us charge per hour for our work.
And how long does it usually take if you're going to do something very intricate? Let's imagine you're doing something that's quite artistic and involved. It's not just some slutty Bible verse. Then can that take up to like 3-4 hours?
No. Like we usually do big clients per day, like one client per day, which is quite a bigger piece, mm-hmm. and we'll sit 5 to 6 hours a day. We don't really sit longer than that on a single person.
No, well, you get tired, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And they get tired.
Exactly. Especially it puts a lot of strain on the body. You don't want to lay there and get punished for more than 6 hours.
Ever had any women say that they want you to tattoo their genital areas?
Oh, yes, for sure. No?
So you get to see a lot of vagina.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, we get asked that question a lot. Like, what's the weirdest place you've ever been tattooed?
Hang on. So they do the tattoos. Do they do them on the above the vagina?
Yeah. Yeah, it differs. I mean,
in, on, around.
Yeah,
really?
All over the place. And just as good as it gets, gets as bad as well.
Ever done an ass tattoo? We were talking about bleaching of
Gotten
assholes.
Pretty close.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
And not a very pleasant experience.
No, hell no. Nah, I'm sure.
It's very uncomfortable. But hey, we're the professionals.
But
we,
hey.
We got to do what we got to do, eh?
You must charge extra for those.
Maybe a little.
You're like, come on, I'm not going to tattoo your ass unless you pay me decent money, right?
Or have a decent ass.
Sure. All right, but now tell me about where you guys actually, where you started in this, because I think for a lot of people, it's interesting how you get into something like tattoos. How did you start, Dewey?
How it usually starts is you'd get an apprenticeship at a shop. And that lasts for about 2 years, a minimum of about 2 years. And what you do is, you know, all the menial cleaning and wiping and getting coffee and everything anybody else doesn't want to get. And in that process, you start learning how to tattoo gradually. And then you know, finally after those 2 years, you graduate to like a junior artist, and then you'll start working, at a shop. That's how all of us started, you know, and back when we started, it was kind of, you know, the dodgier spectrum of the tattoo industry than what it is today.
You've done celebrities. You've done Glenn from the Parlor Tones.
Yeah, we've done a couple of them as well.
Done Khotsa Mokoena.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. So these are some well-known names.
Yeah.
Do you have to use different ink for black people and white people?
Let's not do this.
Come on. No, you use the same.
No, we use the exact same ink, definitely. No, it's not like paper, you know, just because we're not going to go with white ink on a black person. It doesn't work that way.
I've always wanted to know, if I, as a black person, can I get a white tattoo?
No, you can't.
Just use Tippex, man.
Why
not use that?
You're almost white, man.
that's that caramel, like cocoa butter and cash kind of.
Let's just go 50 shades of brown right now. But blend. Obviously, you won't be able to see it, or will there still be an indentation?
It differs. You know, you get some guys with darker skin. Mm-hmm. And like you, like Louis said, it's caramel. Like, you'll get the extent of detail that you would on any other person. Where if you're a bit darker...
Let's say you're from, like, Senegal.
Hey, you're going to struggle. You're going to struggle.
So do you have to use different colors there?
Colors, you know, don't really work as much on a very dark pigment. So any color that we would have to go to would be like your reds, perhaps some purples, and then blacks, obviously. But, you know, if I'm going to put yellow into a guy from Nigeria, you ain't going to see that.
Oh.
Sorry, Nigeria.
Oh. Okay, well, that's interesting to know this stuff.
Isn't that like a color combination? You make a new color, brown skin and yellow.
Try and figure stuff out. Yeah. What kind of stuff are you tired of doing, and what sort of stuff is really exciting to do when people come to you? Because you can choose a pattern. And I've seen in some of these places, people go in and they look through a catalog and then they choose something.
That's like the old way of...
Most people probably want to individualize, right?
Yes, they all come to us with, they want an individual something that nobody else gets, and then they show us a picture of either something disintegrating like birds or dandelions, you know, or the famous infinity thing with the name in it, you know, and then they're very shocked when you tell them that, yeah, we've done this like 10 times today already. It's not the most...
Do you try to persuade people away from doing those cheesy things? Yes. Because I'm so sick of seeing, like, exactly. You see someone who's not Japanese and they've got Xerox Japanese machine.
Yeah.
They've got Japanese writing all over them, and you're like, but you don't even speak Japanese.
It's horrible. Yeah.
No, but I checked, and apparently it means love.
Meanwhile, it's like milk or something.
Yeah.
No, listen, we always try and give our opinion as best as we can, and, you know, we are very good artists at the shop, and we can come up with the most amazing things that you know, that you can think of.
What stuff have you guys done at your shop that is really, really impressive that you still remember as being like your best work? I mean, you must do this regularly, but recently, something that you could tell us about that I think people would be impressed by.
One of my favorites actually was one of the last two that Megan Ann did at the shop. There was a Manson face and then a girl as well. You know, things like that really I love. Marcel is very much into like a neo-traditional style. So all our artists at the shop have their own kind of, you know, niche where they fall into any styles that they'd love to do the most.
A lot of people, obviously, they each tattoo means something to them. They do it for a reason. Like, they mark their life with these different tattoos, and they all tell a story. Do you ever get to hear these stories? Are any of them very, very frightening or moving?
We do get some moving ones. You know, some are quite emotional, especially if someone passes, like a child or something like that. Some stories, to be dead honest with you, are just
nonsense.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. And that's the word.
Some idiot who thinks that the love of his life has left him, but he only dated her for 6 weeks.
Exactly.
Like I must have her name on my balls.
Yeah. Yeah, we do get a lot of stories. And, you know, they are interesting, but, you know, after hearing the thousandth person want to explain to you how this star represents their dog
or their kid.
Yeah, they kind of lose the input.
Yeah, you sort of also tune out because you're so busy, I think, trying to get the work done properly.
Exactly, yeah.
But you're not really terribly interested in talking to them about their horrible bullshit life.
No, at the risk of sounding, you know, insensitive to my future clients, no, not really.
You're going to go to these guys for a great tattoo. All right, now, in case you want to know some of their credentials, listen to this. They're going to the 25th World Tattoo Convention in Frankfurt, Germany this week.
That's right.
Is it this week?
Yeah, we're leaving tonight.
Today.
Jeez, to exhibit and to compete.
Mm.
They're the only studio in South Africa that are going. There are more than 650 international top tattoo studios over 50 countries that are at the world's largest tattoo fair. So you guys are going to be the only South African representatives.
Oh, yeah.
As far as we know, yeah.
That's phenomenal.
Oh,
that's
we're the awesome. Only ones on the list.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. When you see these TV shows where they have these reality shows that happen in these tattoo parlors, have you ever thought of doing that at your
show?
Yeah,
there's a saying in the tattoo industry that real tattoo artists don't have time for that shit, man.
Exactly.
Got work to do.
Yeah, we got work to do. That takes...
Do you ever have those people who say to you they need you to help them tattoo on fake eyebrows or any of that stuff?
Absolutely.
You do that?
No, we don't.
You won't do that?
No, we don't.
We're not
that,
a permanent makeup studio. We do art.
Yeah.
Wow. What other weird new innovations are going on? I mean, we know about the different kinds of ink, and they're those people who like to do, what do they call it? Where they've got the, they've almost got like a,
a glow-in-the-dark vibe.
Yeah, I've seen
I want a semi-permanent tattoo. I don't know where
people... What is
people,
a semi-permanent
I don't know
tattoo?
Where people come onto this shit.
But okay, but hang on. Tell me about that. Yeah. So these are obviously people who, they think they want a tattoo, but they also want the option of being able to take it off.
Exactly.
You can't
and,
do that,
and
right?
They, exactly. They've heard somewhere or somehow on something that a tattoo can be done permanently, but semi-permanently at
like something that'll last 6 months or
you
something.
Should
like
take, you should work? Take their money.
We should just say, yeah, yeah, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
Come off in
they
3 weeks.
6 months, yeah.
But then I've also heard about these people who regret going for tattoos and then they have to go for that laser stuff afterwards.
Horribly yeah. done tattoos, yeah. mostly.
Well, maybe horribly done, but it's also, you know, these people, they have an interesting life and then they give over their life to Jesus or something and they decide they need to get rid of their tattoos.
And that's also why we try and get these people with these little birds and infinities and stuff like that away from that. Because just as many of those that want to get that tattooed, we cover them. Yeah. People have them for a few months, 2 years, and then they realize, listen, this wasn't such a good idea.
I saw a guy the other day. He had a really bad tattoo on his one shoulder. It was just this, it looked like a mess. It looked like someone had just smudged a whole lot of crap on his
yeah,
shoulder.
Yeah, we see a lot of them. Yeah.
And I thought, that's such a stupid thing to do because you're going to have to work so hard to get that tidy again.
Mm. Yeah, a lot of people get a big fright when we tell them what a tattoo will cost, you know, and then we always get a reply from, yeah, but I got a kind of friend, you know, uncle, kind of mechanic guy who can do it for me for like 200 yeah. bucks.
Well, go
and
for
then,
it.
We'll go for it, buddy. That's what you're going to get.
You're not going to get that kind of...
And they do, and they come back.
Yeah.
And then they're going to pay triple to cover that because now we have to do a big piece and.
Yeah. Oh, so, wow. What's the biggest you've done in a single sitting?
Half sleeves. That's my pretty much the extent that we can go to in 6 hours. And then it's not as detailed and ridiculous as some of the other artwork.
Do you think people like David Beckham have done a bit to make this very mainstream in terms of, you know, footballers and fashion people and yeah. sports people
Absolutely.
Going to do it?
Absolutely.
Because he's kind of gone all the way. You know, he's got both sleeves done now and he's got tattoos all over his neck and...
Yeah, funny enough, you know, amongst the tattoo artists, we'd call that the religious soccer player sleeve.
Mm.
So the references you'll get from that the client would send to you would be, you know, praying hands, rosaries, roses, you know, things like that. The David Beckham thing, the soccer player religious sleeve. We do quite a lot of them as well.
Yeah.
Do you get people who want to copy famous people's tattoos?
The Rock's tattoo.
The Rock.
Don't
the
get really? Me started.
So people come in and they say, I want to have the same tattoo as The Rock.
Funny enough, these we get two people, a lot of scrawny guys come in with a picture of The Rock, this big ass strong guy with these tattoos, and they, you know, they want that.
And you're like, I'm sorry, the canvas is too small.
Yeah.
It's not going to look like that, dude.
And then we get the extremely big guys who also want The Rock's tattoo. That you know, on our consent form, there's a clearly question, you know, do you use steroids? And none of them's like, no, I don't juice, bro. I don't juice.
Why do you ask if they use steroids?
You know, it's not very, very good to the skin. It's
oh, really?
Awful on
so
the skin.
So steroids make the skin
yeah.
weak and thin.
And pimply.
Oh, yeah, and that's
yeah.
disgusting.
You don't want to go
right?
over the... You know, just think
of especially when the plaster goes on yeah. and stuff with all of that sweat and stuff going
oh,
on.
God.
I don't know if it's the chicken breast or the broccoli, but it makes them smell kind of...
Funky as well.
Just odd, you know? not just slightly...
No, I'm glad slightly you brought that odd. Up. Just listen up, all you steroid users.
Don't do it. Just don't do it.
It looks terrible.
Yeah.
It smells terrible. It looks terrible, and they can't do a decent tattoo on you.
Yeah. And don't get The Rock.
You get really fat people who come in and they take off their clothes and you want to throw up.
Yeah,
I saw a head nod before. Yeah, just
they're very creative on Instagram because when they send you a picture of themselves yeah. of where they want a tattoo, you know, they look great.
Oh no,
and the shadows are perfect. You know, the composition is all done, and when they walk in, it's a completely different story.
There's no
different person.
Do you ever meet someone? They come into you guys and they go, "Look, I'd love a tattoo here," and you look at them and you go, "Listen, can I talk you out of this one? Because you're so perfect, or you're so beautiful." We don't want to, maybe they want something that's going to just, you know, people don't always have a good
ruin
eye.
Ruin the physique. Yeah.
Yeah, and they don't always know what's good for them. And you guys are the experts. It's like you don't go to the hairdresser and say, I want a Justin Bieber hairstyle. You let the hairdresser figure out what's right for you.
A tattoo needs to complement the body, you know.
Yeah, have you ever talked to anyone out of this and said to them, listen, I don't get that. If you really want a tattoo, let's do one here and let's do this.
Yes, no, absolutely. For sure.
And they listen to you?
Most of the time.
That's good.
Yes, it is.
And you've got smart clients.
Yes.
Yeah, because people will, they'll try to replicate what they've seen or what they think is cool, and they'll regret it later on. And a tattoo does last for a long time.
Ever.
Forever is a long time.
For a long time.
It is. It's ridiculous. Some people say here that sailors used to get tattoos. Hang on a second. This message thing has just gone. Sailors used to get tattoos in Cape Town back in the day. Very old school. Are there a lot of old school guys? Like you see a lot of guys in their 70s and 80s.
Who want to have them redone? We had a client the other day that was, I think he was like 77, 78. He waited until his mother passed away.
Oh, wow.
To come and get a tattoo.
To
come and get his first tattoo.
He waited a long time.
Yeah. Cape Town's tattoo industry is pretty much, you know, very based on traditional art, which is your sailor tattoos. So that's very big in Cape Town. And then also, you know, there's a shitload of history that goes along with those sailor tattoos. I mean, when they'd get them, where they'd get them, what they'd have to do to get them. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, so it was almost like a badge.
Yeah, for example, you know, if you cross, I think it's the Indian Ocean, you get a pig on your foot, something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, when you cross the Atlantic Ocean, you get a cock on your other foot, you know, stuff like that.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Hmm. I think we do have a blog on it on our website.
Very nice. I got my tattoo. The lady told me that people that are the most piperig are the bodybuilders. Is that true? That's from Ankia. She's
mostly
screaming.
Yeah.
So they scream the most, like little bitches.
These big men cry like little girls.
Have you heard of the old fox and hounds tattoo? Someone asks. Have you done penis tattoos? Here's another question. No penis tattoos.
No. In the old shop there, you know, where we used to work, there was one incident with a penis tattoo. I think it was a botched circumcision, and you know, the shaft.
So what did they want? Did they want a barbed wire tattoo? Right?
Oh, no. They just wanted some color matching,
some pigmentation matching.
Yeah.
Oh, you can do that.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
We won't, but we can.
Some people want photos of your tattoos. You obviously have a whole bunch of tattoos as well.
I have one or two.
Do you do your own, or do you ask someone else to do them for you?
My wife, Megan Ann, does mine. Michelle has done a couple of mine. Mostly the guys in the shop, when there's nothing going on, will tattoo each other. Yeah.
Which is not a lot of the time.
Yeah. No, because you're busy.
Yeah,
that's very interesting. And then someone sent us a picture of their tattoos. Someone sent us, you know, these people who cover their entire bodies in tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow, that's a commitment and a half.
Smartest idea I've heard from Cindy. She says, I've heard tattooing the medic alert info so that it's there forever and always on the patient.
Yeah, that's also been coming up quite a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, especially when you're allergic to something, and we can make it quite interesting. We did a client a couple of years ago who was allergic to bees, but he also wanted a tattoo of his father. So what we did, we drew this caricature of this bee looking exactly like his father on his heart with all his medical details on it.
Oh, wow.
You can be pretty creative with things.
That's
like
amazing.
That.
Mm. And Real Temba says, can you guys tell us how easy it is to get a tattoo removed? I want to do one, but I don't want to reach my 60s with it.
Then don't do it.
Don't do it.
It's there for life.
Yeah. I've never in my life seen a tattoo removal gone good, ever.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, guys, I'm very impressed that you're off to Germany to represent the whole of South Africa.
Yeah,
and
thanks.
Congrats. True Blue Tattoos. Whereabouts are you in Pretoria?
We're in Pretoria East on Atterbury Road, a little center called Atterbury Boulevard. We've also brought you some goodies along.
What have you got there?
Well,
tattoo for Sia?
A month or two ago, because we drink a lot of coffee in the shop, and I'd like to start my own coffee company, so I did.
Your own? Let me see these.
Oh,
there
wow!
There's two of our coffees on the back of each package. You'll see each artist did a little illustration for each
coffee.
That's
amazing. Kick ass caffeine.
I like
this. So do you serve this in your shop?
It's served in our shop. You can buy it in our shop if you want. And then there's also some t-shirts for anybody who's a medium can have this. I'll just leave it here next to the water.
Yeah, well, this is great. Listen, guys, thank you for coming to see us this morning.
Cool, man.
Let us know how it goes once you get back from Germany, please.
Absolutely. You can catch the whole thing. We have an online magazine as well.
Tell us about that. Where can we go?
It's called Off the Needle Magazine. You can find it on our website or on our Facebook at trueblutattoos.co.za. Everything about the up-and-coming convention is on there, and obviously we'll also put the whole event after us on the next edition as well.
Fantastic. All right. Well, listen, all the best and good luck in Germany and well done on all the success that you've had so far. It's
awesome.
Incredible.
Thanks a lot. Awesome. Man.
Thanks,
man. I hope we'll see you guys again soon. If I ever do get a tattoo, I'm going to come to you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Good.
If.
How close are you to it?
Are you going to go for another one at some point?
I probably will. Yeah. I was actually calculating. I was like, What are you going to have done every three years?
What cheesy shit he
No, wants that's why. I only get one done if it's really well thought out. So
Ben, you don't have any, right?
No, Gareth, not yet. I haven't decided on what's going to be good.
Oh. But you do want one.
I like the idea. I just
we can't hear you. Come up to the microphone, for God's sake. Come here to the microphone. What are you? You understand this is radio?
First time. I like the idea. I just haven't thought of anything that's going to be appropriate just yet or that I'm sold on.
Why don't you get like a heart with Daniela written on it? That wouldn't
and
be cheesy.
Gary Player at the same time.
How about a Gary Player tattoo all over your chest? That would be nice.
Can basically have like the Dolce & Gabbana logo.
A tribute D&G to Mr. Then. Player. Mubs, would you get a tattoo? No, she wouldn't. She
I think after like one drunken
night. She doesn't mind a light beating and some S&M, but she doesn't want a tattoo. All right. Some very, very sexy women who have tattoos. Very sexy.
Indeed.
And you see only half of it and you want to see the rest, but, you know, it goes where you can't see.
Oh, that's very ambiguous.
Yeah, I'm telling you. No, if she's wearing like a, you know, a bikini bottom or something and she's got a little tattoo somewhere and you only see half of it, you want to know. You want to know what the rest of it looks like. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. And you get to see the whole thing. You get to do it on.
I'm the one that does it.
Someone has to.
He beams with magic. Pride.
That is some magic shit. All right, gents. Very nice to see you. Thanks for coming to spend some time with us this morning. Good luck in Germany. That is True Blue. You can find them in Pretoria East. And they are, I can say it, right? You are the best in South Africa. You're the only ones going to Germany, for God's sake. Right. There we are. Thank you, Marcel. Awesome. Thank you very much, Lou. Nice to meet you guys. All right. There we go. You learned something new today. Mm-hmm. As we do every morning, hopefully. And then a couple more messages coming through about Caitlyn Jenner and a bunch of other stuff, but we've got more to get to in a while. We don't have to worry about nothing. CliffCentral.com.